Human life. Now, who would that be? And what goes under your skin and into your soul? And who would that be? Answer: the psychotic state of the United States of Psychosis. And here we are, living in absolute insanity with crazy, self-destructive people who, that if it weren't for God's infinite understanding of all these events that are occurring and will occur, would have blown this place to smithereens long ago. The same people, whether they're in a Kubrick movie or Failsafe, or whether they're in a mob movie, a gang movie, a criminal movie, it's the same psychosis, because it's not based on reality. No criminal bases his life on reality, because every criminal denies the fact that they're doing anything wrong, A, and B, denies the fact that they'll get caught. In fact, they boast of not being caught. I didn't even get a parking ticket for the last 10 years. But sooner or later, you know what happens. So, for those out there that have... And yes, we're all criminals to the extent that we participate in the system, thinking the system can go on... Who told you, or me, or anyone, that the system could go on indefinitely? You know, it's rotten to the core. So what do you want to do about it? Right? God takes the dead branches and he cuts them off. You know? You know, a lot of my horror friends out there in the horror world, the real world's going to be much more horrific than any of their films, unless you just take a chainsaw, dismemberment of a video of people being dismembered. Oh wait, you can see that on YouTube. Yeah, they don't censor those things. They want you to be scared. They want you living in your homes. They want you to be huddling in the corners, shaking like a beaten dog. You know, unable to do anything, unable to participate in anything. In other words, they want to have you be a dead man shivering in fear. Dead because you no longer participate in anything to do with life. They have neutered you, they have sidelined you, and now they're coming in for the kill. And who is they? Look no further than a parent, a brother, a sister, a local cop, a butcher, a baker, a lawyer. They're all around us. The psychotic, secret desire people. And they desire to kill you, but they don't want to get caught. But when they've engineered something causing your downfall or someone's downfall, they get off on it almost like a sexual trip, you know. It's something they can't avoid. They're addicted to it. And it's not surprising that in the United Psychotic States of loser America, who can't win a war, by the way, you might have noticed that in the, they can start one, but they can't finish it. Okay? And I think they, at least the think tanks, which don't think, are pretty much aware of this issues. So you take a weak state like the United States, the weakest, probably the weakest link in the entire world at this point, often touted as the most powerful country in the world, the land of opportunity, the place where someone can come, they're willing to work hard, they can make a good living, take care of their family, and have a fair chance. Is that where you live? Is that your experience as a citizen of the United States? You feel that's a good place for people to come to now? Or should they move to L.A.? Or should they move to Cleveland? Where should they move? Miami? Houston? Dallas? Denver? So they can work and have a fair shot? And maybe eventually bring their family over like immigrants of the past? Well, that would have been available, but the president, who was a traitor to the United States, launched an invasion against his own country and against his own people, and nobody said anything. Ah, what's up, Doc? Now, I realize that people that do speak up, you know, they tend to circle in and arrest, you know. At this point, they're just locking up any enemy of the state, you know. Enemy of the state is anyone that disagrees with anything they're doing, even if their policy changes every other day. You have to change every other day. And, you know, these brutal people, but Zev, I'm just doing my job. I don't want to lock them up. Well, you'll be held accountable. You're locking up valid citizens of the United States who, on trumped-up charges with no trial, destroying their families, destroying their lives, and then you're using psychological torture techniques on them, like they would do in North Korea or the old USSR. And that's not happening to this degree anywhere else in the world right now. And I think I misspoke, too. I think the United States, you know, now is the biggest slave trader and slaver, frankly, that the world has ever seen. More than the Roman Empire, more than all of them put together. The biggest human trafficking, the biggest in pedophile child abuse trafficking, I guess it'd be turning children into prostitutes. Huge in that, you know. And the United States is willing to train these kids with their modern social workers for free on how to have sex. They even publish books with graphic sex, not anything heterosexual, of course, but with every alternative, to show the kids how to do it when they get abducted. And they will be abducted. You know, that is the plan. It's kill the parents, take the kids, right? Unless the wife is young enough, then they take her too. No, that's not in the future. That's the past. That's been going on. I don't see how it could get bigger. I don't see how... That somebody misspoke the other day on either the Alex Jones show or it was on Joe Rogan. I think it was Rogan. And or it may have been Elon Musk. It may have been on X with the, you know, those little impromptu meetings that go on with people that are, you know, influential and news hounds and all kinds of interesting people. That's a great thing. That's a great victory, that X. I don't care what you think about Elon Musk. If good guy, bad guy, but that X is letting people have a platform, but also it's a debate center. People can actually have different points of view. I don't want to give it too much kudos because it's still, you know, it could still go down the tubes. But anyway, they said that from the FBI files, the missing children are 800,000 a year. Now, I was an expert in these stats. That was like 15 years ago. They did 800,000 number. Did you know that, Trish? Trish is back there. That was a stat, you know, a long time ago, 800,000. It's more than, you know, probably tripled or even more so now with the cartels involved. And, you know, a lot of this training these immigrants for home invasion is also about abducting the usable people. You know, kids, young women, etc., that can be put to, you know, to into the profit margin and make that home invasion all the more. I mean, that's more valuable than the diamonds in the safe or whatever's in the safe, cash. So, how could it have gone so wrong spiritually? How could it have gone that far? and so fast, to where when Trump was in, he had a month set aside, January, for Human Trafficking Awareness Month. We had 20 on 20. It was all about the human trafficking. It was all but stopped in 2017. I'm talking about devolution of this from 2017 to 2021. And of course, it increased during COVID. And they didn't tell you this, too, that believe in some of the schools. I heard a report about Detroit and Chicago teaching Mandarin to kids, as well as sexual positions for kids and adults. Well, they make it kid on kid, but I mean it's a training, right? So it's sex education. That's literally what it is. And that's so that when the conquering is finished and the food lines begin, you know, Bernie Sanders is salivating at the idea that there'll be food lines. It's his biggest desire, it seems, is that he wanted food lines. I guess he waxes nostalgic as he looks back at the Depression, and he'd love to see that again, only much more. The government having much more of a, like, everything you put in your mouth comes from the government. You know, everything. And I can tell you, it's a good way to get malnourished. So, how could it have gone so far, so fast? Well, you recall how we got here. Biden sat there signing executive orders, countermanding all of Trump's orders. He went through every one and reversed it. So that reversed, because when Trump gave new cutters to the Coast Guard, which was needed and scheduled, he did a speech at the Coast Guard. And that speech, he said, you will be interdicting human trafficking with your new cutters. That's a kind of a boat that can cut through ice and, I don't know, you know. He called it cutters, so it means it cuts through the water, it cuts through whatever's debris or... Anyway, bottom line is, it was all about the human trafficking. We had it on the run, didn't we?
Starting to, and more, a lot more awareness.
We had it on the run. We had people actually admitting, I mean... You still have ignorant assholes because they're not ignorant, okay? Saying satanic panic. When someone says that phrase, they're a complete asshole. It means A, what it means is A, they're covering it up, or B, they have no other influence but celebrities. And they have no research. I mean, they're stupid, in other words. And most of these people that I'm thinking of who claim satanic panic and said there's not one shred of evidence against the McMartin case, therefore it's all bad, and they fail to mention hundreds and just the FBI numbers of the missing children. Just that alone would condemn when they say that. Satanic panic, meaning it doesn't exist, the satanic ritual abuse of kids, okay? Where are the missing kids? Where did they go? Do a little research. Oh, the cartels took them. What are the cartels? They're Satanists. What do? They have rituals. What do? They put kids in rituals. Oh. What's the big, dark, deep, dark secret of the world, according to Stanley Kubrick? One of the smartest men that ever lived. He said the world is run by pedophiles. What's the big push at the UN and everywhere else? What's the number one push of LGBTQ besides terrorism now? Besides becoming terrorists, is kids. numero uno, buddy. And what was the number one thing that Trump was trying to stop? The trafficking of children and women who couldn't defend themselves. We actually had a month. Can you imagine this pervert in chief asshole, reversing the executive order about the month of January being Human Trafficking Awareness Month? And then they go back to the story. There is no human trafficking. There is no satanic abuse. There is no evidence. And we well know over the years that it's not only is it there, but it is the system itself. It's everyone, everywhere, all the time. No matter what these influencers say, trying to reverse the knowledge of it. Now, you have to be a real evil asshole or even an abuser yourself. You have to be an abuser yourself to scream satanic panic or an enabler. Or you're worried about your career. You want to go up the ladder, so you say satanic panic because the people that would hire you up the ladder are perverts. Whatever. You're caught in a web. You're going to lose. You're going down. You're going to wish to God you were never born. As opposed to the one in Christ happily going along to live as Christ, to die as gain. Ah, mushroom coffee. A little stevia. A little milk. Oh, that's good. So it breaks down. I mean, I've given it a lot of thinking. Folks, I have thought about all of these issues very deeply for the last 3 months, especially laid up in the hospital. I have had a lot of time to think about this stuff. And who's responsible? And why would someone say some stupid thing like satanic panic now after all this evidence and even stats? Because they don't want that word satanic there. They don't want to hear about ritual abuse. They can hear about that. But no ritual abuse, that's what right-wingers say. So they try to make you ashamed or a right-wing supremacist of some kind if you say ritual. But if you say abuse, that's kind of in the gray area now. But ritual abuse makes you into a lunatic or a white supremacist, right? Nobody wants to be that. You'll never work again. A racist. Because the people at the top are so desperate to not have you figure out who and what runs the show in America. America runs on blood. It's got to be probably the most dangerous actor the world has ever known. And maybe Russia is not much better, being a big state and all. But I know one thing about Putin. He doesn't persecute Christians. He does persecute perceived political enemies, and he does throw people in jail, and for that...
Kind of cool, he's got the LGBTQ.
LGBT.
He's calling them terrorists.
I'll take a BLT. An LGBT, I'll take an LGBT.
He's calling them a terrorist network.
Right, because they were conjured by the deep state. They're not... you know, never was any kind of grassroots movement. It was the whole point of, you know, I don't even want to get into it because I just hate these arguments, but the whole point is obedience to the state, ultimately, and the right outcome as far as population is concerned. And so the UN began pushing, I remember in the 70s they were pushing the gay agenda, the pride parades and all that. It was always pushed by the government. It was never the people, you know. It's always been the government. And sure, there has always been prejudice against people that are different than you, you know, gays, blacks, whites, Chinese, whatever, you know, Mongols, you know, any difference in that way. There are atrocities that can be pointed to, and some of these done by government agents, that will then stoke up the division. So LGBTQ is nothing, it's just the same as race baiting. It creates a division, and the only way you can be accepted by LGBTQ is to join. And like when in Rome, you know, pick some act that you want to do, some thing you want to do, some sex thing, whatever, to prove you're worthy of the club. And then you're in the club, and supposedly, and the reason people, let me cut to the chase, say the real truth. You know why people join that? Because they want to feel protected. They want to feel like their future is protected. But I had one of these activists as a nurse in the Presbyterian Hospital, and he tried to hurt me real bad. He, you know, I can't completely prove that it was on, well, it was on purpose, and I'm dealing with the PTSD of it. But he mixed two drugs in my IV line that caused an outbreak of the skin immediately within 15 minutes of the whole body. And the doctors were alarmed, everyone was alarmed, and then he disappeared. I said, hey, he spiked my thing with, you know, these, you know, and I got one word into him at the end. I said, you know, I thought we were friends. I'm trying to make friends with everybody, you know, black, white, queer, whatever, you know, we're all human beings, right? And I'm trying to survive. Obviously, they hate me. They hate me because I'm a white boomer in the bed there, and I can't fight back. So why not? And a lot of these guys are wearing pink tennis shoes and trying to show off a bit, you know. And I didn't give a shit about that. I just was like, I needed help. I couldn't do for myself. And I had to rely on these kind of people. You know, knowing they hate you. I gave as good as I got, though, folks. You would have loved that. I remember one guy came in. My skin was itching because of some of the drugs they had given me and my back. I said, I need cream for my back. And he goes, well, we don't have it. And I said, you're useless. Get out of here. You know what I mean? I made him feel so bad. He brought cream every day from that point on. It worked with some people. But, you know, it's not a good, you know, I adapted a kind of a, well, I was on the defense. Because if I didn't assert myself in some way, which was, you know, using wit to insult them, the nurses, that is, I was done trying to be friends with them after a while, you know. Then they would just treat me like any other old person, which is I'm invisible and they don't care. They're just waiting for me to die. And that's basically, you know, that's basically what goes on there. If you get a problem, if there's an option between an outpatient and an inpatient, you know what, you know, the other thing is that infection runs around there. I hate to keep coming back to this, but I'm not mentally, probably not mentally okay on this. You know what I mean? I need help, probably, on what happened to me.
PTSD.
Could be PTSD, whatever. I'm getting some help for that. It's hard for me to accept that people would do things like that to others. So I keep going over it in my mind. You know? Do you know what I mean? Well, a lot of you who were stalked and harassed and targeted and wound up, you know, either close to dead or hurt or some kind of setup or some kind of organized thing against you, you know what I mean. It's hard for you to wrap your head. You keep trying to justify, oh, that didn't happen. Oh, they weren't that bad. Oh, that didn't, there's not some LGBTQ against, you know, straight white Christian boomer males, you know, who've lost their legs and are just sitting ducks. Yeah. That's not happening. You're being paranoid. You know, you just forgot about them scheduling, you know, MRIs at 2 in the morning on your brain. Ka-ching. Yeah. No, I tell you, quite a journey for me to get back to being okay with this. You know what I mean? Accepting what happened and being able to, you know, not embellish it, not make anything up, accept what it was, and then move on. That's the plan. Right? Yes, there are people that would like to kill you, even though they don't know you. They don't know that you give the shirt off your back for them. They don't know that you would protect them. They don't know that you would stand up for them. They just assume you need to be dead. You're in the way of their beautiful new order, their beautiful new utopia that they're building. And nobody over, especially over 50, over 40, could possibly understand what they've got going. But one thing is for sure, we got to get rid of all these people, especially white males, in order to have our utopia. One has to go so the other can come in. They're blocking the building of an equitable, inclusive, and diversified, beautiful city and state and world filled with love. Love for everybody. And that's how they're programmed. So when they see you, they do want to kill you. A lot of you people go to restaurants. I would be very careful. We are in a war here. World War III, you know, probably you could say, call it, it began at COVID, or it began when they railroaded Trump and the J6 and all that and Biden. But whatever, at this point, many of these people who are buoyed by the deep state, by the state, many of these people are militant and have been radicalized, have been actualized, have been weaponized. And I've seen it, because I remember when I was in the Communist Party briefly, when I was in my 20s, you know, I was checking it out. And most of the people there at the headquarters where you send out, you know, flyers and promote candidates and all that stuff, most of the people there were just really comprised of little people, the waiters, the waitresses, the mechanics, the worker bees, you know what I mean? They were there and pissed. And as I said before, there's nothing really stopping them from, you know, this is class warfare as well. And, you know, the idea they have is, and where this is leading is, if you see somebody on the list of being a non-desirable, kill them. You won't get in trouble. or hurt them real bad, you won't get in trouble. Right? Move into their house and kick them out. You'll be allowed to stay there. So I would advise extreme caution on restaurants, because in the restaurants that were around the LA area, I recognized when I went to the meetings, I recognized a lot of the waiters, waitresses, other people, you know, just all kinds of people, but a lot of school people, a lot of professors who were taking part in the communist meeting, you know, and at that point it was about stuffing envelopes. Nothing dangerous. But now it's, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution, which is send out kids to invade these homes and kill everybody, kill all the people in it, and take over. I mean, that's where this kind of leads. Biden is thrilled to finally come out of the closet and admit he hates you, Americans. He feels that all your money is his money, and all your, you know, your whatever you have should be, you know, should be owned by him, should be regulated by him, and he wants more. And Ukraine was all about that. Ukraine is, you know, in the news, you know, terror attacks in Moscow now. I mean, if we don't know what Putin's going to decide in terms of retaliation, but it will not be symmetrical. It will not be tit for tat. I don't think he respects the people that invaded, the people that did the terror act are not terrorists. The orders are coming from NATO, from Blinken, from think tanks in the U.S. It's all a U.S. operation. And only a U.S. operation. And that's the thing that I think gives people here multiple PTSD consciousness. Because they can't accept that within their own country, their neighbors, they don't just want to gossip about you. They want you dead, and they want you gone, and they want to move someone else in that house. And they're just waiting for the signal to be going up and down the street and, you know, purging people. And they've been there a long time, folks. They've been watching you a long time. They've been plotting to get what you have. They've been plotting to conquer you. And now they're like, you know, a lion that's conquered its prey, that's killed the zebra, and it's going to be time for the other lions to feed too. In other words, it's about time to roar and tell the people, you're the ruler. You're the lion. You're going to feed at the expense of these others. Because, trust me, they're so cowardly that they won't raise their voice about anything. You'd think by now they would have staged at least one breakout of the prisons to get their fellow brothers home. Not even a whimper. They're still hiring lawyers. They still think that's a viable option to work legally against the warfare of the global totalitarian plan. That's not to say there aren't good people out there doing things, but it's sporadic. We have vigilantes cropping up now. Come on, vigilante. We got vigilantes coming up now. And when they see a home that's been invaded and absconded with, and believe me, look, we've seen the training. We know. These NGOs are training them to take the house, even by violence, kick the people out, because you won't get in trouble. Can you imagine being removed from your house and put on the street with the threat that if you come anywhere near this house again, they're going to blow your head off and have other people move in there and just live there, and then now you're homeless. Can you imagine how that... It's hard to imagine in the USA, right? Compare that to, you know, the good times, you know, back even... well, there hasn't been many of them. You know, it seems since about 1990 on, we had no good time. We've had no good times. 1994 was Waco, right? Remember Waco and the rise of the Feds and the Clintons and the deep state and then Obama, and then we had George Bush. I mean, one of the biggest nightmares of all, McCain and Bush. Can you imagine? They're all buddies going, hey, they believe we're Republican and Democrat. You know? And so what do? Now, I went over this yesterday, but I thought I had to recap it. I was actually going to soften the message because I thought, oh, the poor dears, maybe they... You know, this will ruin everything for them. They may not even have the motivation to get out of bed, you know, with this thing going on. And I'm saying, no, I mean, the answer is going to always be, whether we're in wartime, you know, whether it would be World War II, the Great Depression, a black swan event like 9/11, the whole key to it all is to return to the Lord. And I know that everybody, well, of course, that's all part of it. Repent, repent is to change course. And to that end, I have a couple of verses to read to you. Here's one I like. Okay, this is a problem that's been going on in all kinds of empires that have collapsed. Okay? And rend your heart and not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil. And Joel 2:13. And of course, you know, the stiff-necked Hebrews. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Well, you could say that to the United States. If you return to the Almighty, if you return to Christ, if you return to God, you return to the I Am, you return to that path where the Lord dictates your steps. And yet you're free. When you return to that, you will be restored. And if you remove, and clean your act up, you know, remove unrighteousness from your tent. Return to the Lord with your heart, with your breath, with your song, with your prayer, and clean up your tent. Right? Lamentation just says, let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord. Therefore, return to your God, observe kindness and justice, and wait for your God continually. Don't take part in the ways of the heathen, really the ways of the unknowing and ignorant. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In other words, Father, forgive them, for they're ignorant. They don't understand. That's true. To understand spiritual things, God has to give you a spiritual mind. If you have a spiritual mind, you basically, we can talk about how bad it is out there and how things are encroaching, and we should. Every man, woman, and child who's brought up knowing the Lord should be able to handle the truth about what's going on in the world, should be able to handle the truth about what's going on with their neighbors, should be able to handle the truth of being sold out by the politicians, should be able to handle, to say it ain't so, Joe. Yeah, should be able to handle the truth. Every man, woman, and child should be okay because they're brought up in the spirit. So then, you see, they're able to learn. When you're in the spirit, you can handle the truth. If you can't handle the truth, you live in ignorance. You don't see what's coming, and you have no motivation to straighten your act up. If you know the Lord is coming over for dinner, how clean is your house going to be? How pristine is it going to be? How excited would that make you to get things right? And that can all be going on while they're, you know, making all their, you know, plans. And, you know, I have a few more. I'm not going to read all these, but I'm just... Let the wicked forsake... I'll just read this one. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteousness man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So the people that are bringing in totalitarianism, taking away God-given freedom, God-given rights, God-given land, will repent. In other words, they'll find joy in repentance where they might not necessarily find joy. Sorry, okay. I'm out of there. They might not necessarily find joy in straightening up for the sake of straightening up. Getting in shape because it's the right thing to do. Getting everything going on and everything neat and tidy, okay? Because that's the way it ought to be. Getting your lives together. And my answer to that is, for what? What's your reason? If it's based on your own sense of pride, you will fall short. I better get myself together. Better get in shape before that wedding. No, no, you won't make it. You're not going to make it. There's no reason you should make it. Man relying on man is useless. Is a derelict. Is incapable of self-rule. Is incapable of organization. Is incapable of truth. They rejected the truth. This civilization we're in now is thousands of years old. And you should have studied it in school, but I mean, I know they took that curricula away. It's called liberal arts education. And basically, it's the study of how we got Western civilization and all the books and cultural things that you know, provided the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and, you know, the ups and downs and... What happened during the French Revolution? A colossal failure, of course. What was the real story? And the real story is Western civilization was doomed from the get-go because they decided early on in the big families that it was going to be a man-centered way. Not the way of Jesus, not the way of the Lord, but a man-centered way. But they were going to use the Bible and other constructs and other mores and philosophers, even Plato and others, Socrates, and other commentators on the whole thing. You know, Marcus Aurelius and, you know, William Shakespeare. Oh, whatever, influencers of those days. And they were going to make a society, a modern society of justice, of just laws and protections of people, and aid and abet people in furthering civilization, the first tenet of which would be to get along with people, to be able to understand cultural differences, to be understanding. But then they say, well, we have a theocracy of the Bible, and it's all run by bigots, and there's no room for black people from Africa. There's no room for Hispanics. It's just white Europeans. That never happened. Not in the way that, I mean, there's a preponderance of white Europeans, but these are disappearing now, aren't they? Not because they were written out of the script, just because the whole world is balancing races because of communication, air travel, travel in general, people meeting with each other, seeing each other, intermarriages, all kinds of things are bringing about an under... Well, anyway, I don't want to... You know, that's that gets me frustrated when I start thinking logically. You know, that nobody sets out to be racist. People, you know, are willing to learn. People are willing to have compassion. But not when they're ordered at the end of a gun held by Joe Biden, one of the most corrupt people in the history of the world. It's just... And the people that vote for him are equally as corrupt, because you know what? They all know how corrupt he is, but they're voting anyway, even though they know he's a crook. And they don't care. They want to live in that nice house. They want things. So they're willing to burn the place down, and they think they're going to rebuild it. Folks, these people don't build. And people running the show here don't build. They need to hire others to build. And I know that you know all this as we move forward, but one thing that will happen is when people finally get hurt, you know, meaning all sides of the equation, the perpetrators of you know, what do you want to call it, the Bolsheviks, the neo-Bolsheviks, they get hurt and they don't have food to eat. And then, you know, it'll be every man for himself at some point, until they realize that it's God that provides. Well, I did God, and God didn't provide, and I had to take it for myself. I had to learn that if I'm going to eat, I got to kill the other guy. So, and then I would just simply point out, well, what about all those trees with fruits and all those animals running around and all those fish in the sea? There's still not enough to share? Well, we need communism for that. Well, that doesn't mean share. That just means lockdowns. Can you imagine if the communists took hold, you know, their favorite thing, the COVID lockdown? They're still wearing a mask. They're still wearing COVID T-shirts, and they're still in the hospital. I must have been asked, you know, 15, 20 times if they could give me an injection of the vaccine. And I said, no. And they, okay. I'm like, do you have any takers? Are people really that stupid in this hospital that they would push a dangerous mRNA, DNA alterer that produces a spike protein that can cause myocarditis and blood clots and other anomalies? Are you really that dumb? How'd you get so stupid, Doc? Why are you such an idiot? Why do you hurt your patients? Why do you push the jab? Why do you give medicine on the one hand that cures one thing but causes failure in another organ? Why do you do that? Well, for one thing, they're paid to do it. You know, you've seen the doctors and their Mercedes with the golf clubs. That's why they do it. Kiddies in private school. Oh, yeah. They're going to have the advantages, you know. So, to be the top dog, they got to bring in revenue. We need to step up our operations. What are you doing, 3 a day? You need to do 5 a day for the hospital to be okay. At 20 grand a pop, by God, we might even hit the bottom line. We might get out of the red. So, we don't have the official end of the Roman Empire, but we have the complete failure of it. In other words, it's the trains don't run on time anymore. The Postal Service does deliver mail. You know, it's on and off, depending on where you go. But I think anybody can see the writing on the wall. So what do? And the move is to return to the Lord. And a lot of people think, well, they're with the Lord. But when you're really with the Lord, you have a lot of talking back and forth, praying back and forth. You hear the Lord's voice. You ask, Lord, am I on the right path? Am I going the right way? Is this the direction you wanted me to go? And you wait for confirmation. You start moving everything into that category. In a way, like the Lord is the ultimate filter for everything you're going to do. You return now, prodigal son, prodigal daughter, realizing that the only reliable source is the Lord. The only way I got up out of the hospital in one piece was, I still have a year of recovery, which would have been, you know, pretty much nil had they practiced clean medicine. By clean, I mean not having drugs conflict with each other, not experimenting on people, you know, not, well, let's try this, and, you know, if that hurts your kidneys, then we'll lower the dose of the other thing for your heart, you know. There's almost just no way to comprehend the level of, well, we know it's not stupidity. A lot of these people were the best and brightest in their classes. Nurses have to go through a lot of training. So it must be a spiritual war of good versus evil. It's just concentrated in something like a hospital, a university, a military base, a bank. Anyway, I think the think tankers are seeing that their plan with COVID didn't work and that nothing will work from here on out except a lot of destruction. There will be no New World Order. Obama, you have already failed. You lose. So it's either like mass destruction of people and things and that will not be rebuilt, that will look like a dystopian world that you come to visit the relics of human, or there may be another move that would favor humans, but it's got to favor humans in God. They're already, the potential people are already trying to put human as God. They're saying, arise, human, arise, Homo sapiens, and all this. Stand up and take what's yours. Get into that good consciousness where everything is. Get into that multidimensional consciousness. You know, are your own God. You know, so that's the kind of New Age approach. Rather than seeking the Lord while he can be found in repentance and humility and, you know, in praise and worship. It's a lot different than, you know, I'm a God and I can do anything as God made me and I've got superpowers. It's a lot different to really repent, to lower your pride if you have it. I don't think you should have pride with God. But, you know, if you've been absent from God, meaning God's dry in your life, you don't hear from God. You're not poring over the scriptures looking for any kind of inspiration. You're not understanding. You're not really knowing deep down that this is all real. That this is God's bat and God's ball. It's his game. Rebellion means you're rebelling against the empty space between all things in all places in this particular dimension. You're rebelling against water. You're rebelling against space. You're rebelling against the moon. You're rebelling against, your health. You're rebelling against knowledge. You're rebelling against truth. So you come up with things like global warming, climate change, start trying to enforce trillions of dollars of policy, forcing people into slavery. So the only way you can save the world is kill half the people. You got to kill them in order to save them. That's Bill Gates. Bill Gates, right? Treated like a nerd in high school, vowed he would get even. Even with what? Even with all human life. That is Lucifer's cry. I want to get even with all human life. And the best way to do that is to beguile, to tempt, to get you to use your free will to come on across, to indulge in the gifts awaiting you. As John Lennon said, come and get your share. Keep playing those mind games. Yes, worship that beautiful mind. Go by that beautiful, go by what you can smell, see, touch, and feel. Go by the news. Everything's about to go up in smoke. Things are very dire. We are one minute to midnight? Or 1 second? We're in DEFCON 3. Haven't been there since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Thank you. But those with the Lord don't even think of such things. It's just a reminder to double down on prayer, to help your neighbor, to try to let the hypocrisy go, and the hatred, and the falling short, because God's coming over. You're going to reconnect. And you want to make sure that house is spotless when he comes over to eat. So he comes to dwell with you, within you. So you want to make sure that you've understood, and that you've learned, and that, inspect me, Lord. Inspect me, Lord. See if I have a false word or a false saying or a false understanding. Inspect me, Lord. See if my deeds are all selfish or are they taking into account humanity and areas I could serve. Are they of service to me? So I think return to the Lord is the only move that can be made. I say return, even though many out there probably never heard of the Lord. They're going to want to know when they don't have enough to eat, folks. Now, I don't know if cannibalism will change them, to being happy with their lifestyle, as it did in the Book of Eli, as it is in Haiti right now. Desperate people doing desperate things. I would say, Lord, guide me as to where to live, where to be. Please open the door so I can see that I'm on the right track. And we'll see. In Jesus' name, let it all be a prayer for the good. I was going to try to solve this and say, well, you're going to have to go through World War III and the nuclear blast is going to get you and that's the end of it. Grab your ass and kiss you, or grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye. I kind of said that, but then I really was trying to lead up into the return to the Lord, which I did today. Now, my titles are always misleading, and I don't go by them when I talk. I let the Spirit take over and just... I try to go by the Spirit. So, you know, I think I got insight into that yesterday, where a lot of the titles I use are to throw off the other guy, the other team, the other side. So have fun with that. And, you know, you guys have already won in that regard, but when people are asking you, well, tell me about this Jesus. What's he done? I can't even see Jesus. I close my eyes to pray. Lord, please reveal yourself to me. And he does, but it's the way he does to me, it's like I'll see somebody acting a certain way to another human that's compassionate. It's like, oh, there's the Lord, see? I need to be more compassionate, and I'm being shown that. That's how I go about it. You know what I mean? I see something on TV, I start crying. Just things around me. The Lord's always speaking through all these different people and their plights. I've got lots of words from the Lord. The main one today is, return to me and I'll return to you. Return to me and I'll give you blessing beyond... And you will have a testimony that nobody can doubt. Return to me in order to find out. So, I'm going to go out with a song.
Charles says that we were at DEF CON 3 in 1973 during the Yom Kippur War.
Uh-huh.
He remembers because he received a potential call-up alert at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't find the right... Prophetically speaking, I think everything that was, you know, a lot of the unveiling of the USA has revealed a dystopia because it's a cesspool underneath. And that's all I've been saying for 22 years. I couldn't accept the society as it was because, you know, every aspect of it makes you... You know, wants you to compromise, wants basically you to sever your relationship with the Almighty. That is the thing. Well, that's very important to them. The thing, if you really want to piss them off, you accept the Lord and salvation, and they just go nuts with anger. And it's murderous, too. So you've got to be careful. Please. Thank you.